Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Manic Monday. That's what I do. Have an additional show thrown in there. Figuring everybody's recovered from a great weekend and wanting to be on vacation still. Who wouldn't? Well, we got 4th of July coming up, so that's going to be fun. So, today we'll have a little comedy, a little music, and hopefully a little fun. Let's start out with Jane Aquilina.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Is what she said to me. Que sera? Sera. Whatever he is gonna be, is gonna be, oh, you know, is gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. Just say que sera, que sera. Oh, just say oh, que sera. Then I grew up and I fell in love, and I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows today? Is what my sweetheart said. Today, there are, there are. Whatever I am gonna be, is gonna be, don't you know it's gonna be. Now I have children.
Sarah, Sarah. A friend of mine, it's a great joke. Tommy Koenig does a joke about when he was little asking his mother, you know, he goes, when I was just a little boy, I asked my mother, what would I be? Will I be famous? Will I be rich? Here's what she says to me. Go ask your father. Anyway, I love that joke. Hey, Rachel, Will Gordon in the house. Wait, Rachel, post your site before you go, and we have a new scene. Am I saying it right? S-C-I-E-N-I-D-E. Scene-ide. All the way from the Netherlands listening in today, so that's fun. Betty Jo Tucker, of course, Movie Attic headquarters tomorrow. Terrific. I got to read what you have going on there, Betty Jo. Let me look here. Tomorrow, Betty Jo, at 4 p.m., we'll have Movies, award-winning filmmaker Nicholas Elopoulos to discuss Mary Pickford, the muse of the movies. Oh, I love Mary Pickford. American Sweetheart, legendary actress. Okay, yes. So tune in tomorrow to Betty Jo's Movie Attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4, which is always good. Hello, people in the house. Did I mispronounce your name, Netherlands person? I know, expect more de Nederland. I think that means I don't speak Netherlandy, but I'm just ad-libbing that. So I thought I'd throw in a Manic Monday, a little comedy, just to liven things up. So I'm going to, you have time to grab a cup of coffee. Thank you, everybody. Keep posting, keep posting. Here comes some Nancy Lombardo comedy at you. Christopher again! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? Hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show?
I like oh, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on.
Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now.
Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule. Still good.
It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, no one needs to know. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hate it. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark.
And I would say, Graham, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we use for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you've given me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know, because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first in my way. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Mira! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of, I want to say, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What do you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man-child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Poetic.
Okay. You feeling poetic? Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Because men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
Tucker, tomorrow, how'd you get? Wow, that sounds interesting. Mary Pickford, huh? Can I talk about Mary Pickford, the silent picture goddess? Married to Douglas Fairbanks, I believe. And but that's not, wasn't a real name trivia there, Betty Jo? Was it Gladys Smith was her real name, Mary Pickford? Rachel Gorn, she's working at her typewriter and listening at the same time. Rachel, if you can hear me, post where you're going to be speaking. You have a speaking event coming up, Rudy Keisley, Always Being Funny, and that is Cyanide, that's how you say it, all the way from the Netherlands in the house, Cyanide, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and George Bettinger, who didn't know I was doing the show, otherwise he'd be in the house, every day at 4 p.m., so you're going to have to miss one of his shows to listen to Betty Jo, but you can catch up because he's got more shows per week than her. He's all the time, every day. Yes, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Go check out her websites, too. Yeah, so I thought Manic Monday. I said, Monday, seems like we need a little comedy in there and get some of that going with us. It's always fun doing a little, let's see, where can I go here? Make a little more. I think we should probably do some music or something. All right, Betty Jo, speaking of that, this one's for you, Betty Jo. Here we go.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. I'm gonna blame it on my mother. every story that she told. Like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. No, I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. Be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna blame me. Oh yeah, it's all my fault. You're not nothing because of your family. You're nuts, 'cause you're nuts. Crazy, insane. Who you trying to kiss?
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to, and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, apply negative pressure. Positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing arbitrage!
I'm gonna tell you some stories about some lady folks I know. We love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built. But the spine that holds it fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got the
afraid I got those bad mother blues.
I take my kids clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Well, you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found him moments later, just as happy as can be. He was only gone.
Tenderness and grace will remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best revenge. And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they make prevent. You'll get those bands, band of the blues. Got those bands, I'm a band of the blues.
Honey, you're going to poke your eye out. That's why.
Blue.
Wow, sorry.
Always fun here. What's going on here? My computer's jumping around like a mad, crazy person. Oh, where'd my switchboard go? Hey, Rachel, what's going on? It's crazy stuff going on here. Crazy stuff. Hope you can still hear me because I lost my switchboard. All right, let me get back up again. Let's see what's going on with it. Switchboard, come back. Come back, switchboard. Yeah, Motherlode, I love that group. Terrific group. Wish it was still around. Okay, I'm still on the air. Terrific, good news. Oh, all right, Netherlands, you're far away, but you could still follow me on BTR Radio. Okay, so cute. What time is it there? Did you say in the Netherlands? Coming in 5x5. I have no idea what that means, Rudy. Coming in 5x5. Oh, 4:57 p.m. in the Netherlands right now. Oh, wow. How about that? Oh, yeah. So Manic Monday, everybody. How you dealing with it? Rachel, if you're listening, why don't you post where you're doing that? Oh, there you are. But your Facebook and Twitter, follow Ventura Communications on Twitter and Facebook, everyone. And also, if you need any publicity, go there. Check it out. Check it out. And Rudy, who's popping in and out? We have got guests popping in and out. We're just having one of those kind of fun days going on. 5 p.m. now. Well, see, you listen to me, time just keeps moving and flying by as you're listening to me. Always fun here, always fun. What did I have? Okay, let me find it. I had it up until my, I'm working on a different computer because I'm on the road, but it's all fun. On the 17th, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club. Check me out there, because you know about me.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me.
Another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, it's fine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Any requests, and don't say, can you play Far Away? No, I meant far away. Anyway, so it's a fun day anyway. It's a manic Monday, and we just need some comedy on a Monday, don't we? I think we do. It's fun of the things. How much time do I have? Let me check the room there. Ooh, I got to be short on this one because we're running out of time. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Facebook and get me there. I'm Comedy Concepts at Facebook Radio. Who posted that? I did, Hot Mix, the mom and pop shop. But you can go to Movie Attic headquarters and hear the mom and pop shop there, too. And it's on the internet. I'm going to be famous? Okay. Ooh, let me see. All right. You like that I'm going to be famous? Okay. I'm going to find it. My request for Rudy. Where is it? J-E-J-E-J-E-S. All right. This one's to Rudy Keisley.
One, two, a one, two, three, four. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm going to kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. Two, three, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon, I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out, and then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine, it's really important. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, good, stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I can't wait.
Love that Jessica Delfino. She's terrific. Vincent Crowe and Lisa Moore. Yep, live call in on radio show, The Crowe and Moore Show. I don't know you, but welcome to my show as I'm, follow me, The Crowe and Moore Show, and I'll follow you on Blog Talk Radio. But right now I'm going to close with Tom Carosa from his album Zesty. Thank you everyone for listening, and this one's for all of you. Bye-bye.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl. My ten pierogi girl, she packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies.
push them on her plate with my fork. She's my tender doggy girl, my tender doggy girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my tender doggy girl, my tender doggy girl, she goes it with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. Amen.